hey, everybody. Welcome to Kush and Kai. This is Kai.
This is Kush Kringle. What's good, y'all?
Oh, hell yeah. Happy to the holidays, because you're on a micro. Oh, boy. Well, all sorts of exciting stuff. What did you have right off the top here, though?
For the entire month of November, we've been celebrating the one-year anniversary of Kush and Kai, and you've been helping celebrate by benefiting St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. In fact, we raised over $1,015.
Wow!
Well, now it's time to celebrate you. And a bunch of you were kind enough to donate to us, so now we're showing love back. And we have a bunch of sponsors showing that love, too. So, cue the music, Johnny. Fwong! Seal Beach, California. You've won yourself a very nice plush toy from Gun. Sarah of Brooklyn, New York. We know you're going to look fabulous with your acrylic popcorn necklace, courtesy of Sparkle Bomb. Amy in Apex, North Carolina, I hope you have a couple hungry dogs there, because we're not going to send them one. We're not going to send them 1.5. We're sending you 2 pounds of Alaskan reindeer and Alaskan salmon, just in time for Christmas, courtesy of Ruby Snacks Alaskan Dog Biscuit.
Wow!
Alicia of St. Augustine, Florida. Hope you're hungry, because Ruth's Chris Steakhouse is giving you a $100 gift card.
Wow!
Linda of Alhambra, California. $150 gift card for an indigo massage featuring aromatherapy and hot stones is yours, courtesy of Cote d'Azur. And while we're on the self-love tip, Burke Williams Spas donating $210 gift cards to Diane of Thousand Oaks, California. I've got a question for you, Elizabeth S.C. of L.A.C.A. How would you like to be touched by the same hands that have touched the President and the First Lady? That's right, a 90-minute in-home massage courtesy of Dupree's Massage Room, the official West Coast massage therapist for President and First Lady Obama.
Wow!
And our grand prize, courtesy of Christopher Madden, the man who makes money.
Wow!
Elizabeth Z. of Menlo Park, you're going to get this beautiful 12x12 oil canvas entitled Hobo Nickel Carver. Big round of applause to all of our sponsors. Big round of applause to you. Big round of applause to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Kai, back to you.
All right. Good. Woo! Good stuff, everybody. Oh, well, thanks again for chipping in. And, you know, there's never a wrong season to try and help out kids with illnesses. I think that's just where I stand. I can't speak for everybody, but that's just where I'm at. That's the kind of person I am.
Yeah, it feels good to get back to do it again in a year.
There we go. All right, on with the micro here. Who got in trouble for old tweets? Who is it this time?
Kevin Hart has managed to get in trouble for the same shit that seems to get in trouble for maybe once every 18 months now. And I say again because he's already dealt with these things. About 7, 8, 9 years ago, he made some quote-unquote homophobic jokes on his Twitter page, and that's come back to bite him in the ass again. So within 24, 36 hours.
Denied?
I'm sorry?
Did he get denied something else when those were brought up?
No, it's just this topic has come up just in general. He was on that chopping block of Me Toos, you know, at the time, and this was already a subject. So he stood his ground, said, "I've apologized for this once," and then within 36 hours, he removed himself from the Oscars and then apologized anyways. So that's where we stand. The Oscars are now without a host again.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Was there a short list working out here?
Probably, but that has not been released to the public. I don't know why they just don't do Jimmy Kimmel again, despite his blackface of 20 years ago. But
oh no, yeah,
he used to do Carl Malone
on Crank. No, it wasn't Crank. It was the Man Show. Yeah, he did full blackface. That was right. He did the segment. I do remember laughing at the time. If I watched him again, I wonder how they'd hit me. But I like the Man Show.
Man Show is a great show, and
Yeah, can't
I guess the homophobia, it's one of the Oscars buttons. So, well, that's on them. Okay. Well, hopefully they find a host. I saw something I was excited by.
Oh.
Picard is getting his own Trek series.
Yeah, yeah, we've covered this before.
I know, but I'm just thinking about... They're also talking about adding, like, little mini-movies to explain things that are happening, and... I mean, I never saw myself considering the CBS All Access thing, but again, people, I really want to see... Just give me a teaser trailer. Just give me a teaser trailer.
That's coming. I mean, that's definitely coming, so...
Speaking of trailers, a big one just dropped. Yeah. Speaking of trailers, a big one just dropped.
Disney
for
Channel's
Avengers.
Impossible. Oh, the Avengers.
Oh, Kim Possible's back. Yeah. Is Kim Possible in the Avengers now? Man, no. They're just taking...
She is live pages. Action, though. And for what it is, I'm your kids are going to like that.
Good stuff. I have not clicked on the Avengers trailer. I may never watch it. No, I will have to. It'll be spliced into basketball things.
You're going to see it eventually, whether you want to or not. It's there. I would call it a 2-minute teaser, but it's there. I didn't find anything significant in it. I refused to dissect it. I saw it. I was already stoked about it. I am still stoked about it. I'll be stoked upon the next trailer. But yeah, I'm not.
I wonder if I'm not doing
the dance on this one.
I wonder what is going to cause me to dissect a trailer again, because I remember those days, like earlier in the internet, but just like seeing a trailer on that Apple site. Oh, look at that! Oh my god, just being wowed by it. Mm-hmm. But I have not. Gosh, I'm gonna. I have an embargo on Marvel things right now. I'm just not. No, I'm not going to do it.
That's fine.
And the Game of Thrones just dropped a sneak trailer.
Oh, really?
And for that too, I think, it was just titled Dragonstone. But I'm holding. I was like, it'll come, man. Probably watch it. Oh gosh, it feels like
Yeah, really.
I don't know what happened.
I just need the date. I'll be there. Don't worry, baby. I'll be.
Yeah,
there.
I'll fire it up. I'll get back to that. Don't worry about it. Oh, speaking of giving season stuff, Metallica on their current tour, they're donating to local food banks on every stop.
Okay,
which I think I think that should be a thing. I hope they battle out other groups doing that. Taylor Swift, pick it up! Come on. she just notched the highest grossing like North American concert tour. I think it's like over $250 million.
That's good for her.
In stuff moving around, but yeah, get on with the food banks. Metallica's getting you there. Gosh, did you see, I saw a still from the Men in Black International with Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson.
I haven't seen whatever you're talking about. I've seen a few stills. Okay. I hear the names Tessa Thompson and Chris Hemsworth. Yeah, I'm excited. Men in Black. Sure. Fun. But maybe, as will now be ever known, maybe Men in Black International is an awful title.
My bye.
My bye. Yes. Why is that an awful title? Because when we're dealing with aliens and extraterrestrials, it's automatically international.
In fact, international, the scale might be too small.
Yes.
In fact. When we're dealing galactically. Or maybe that's the move. Maybe they'll do one in, you know what I mean, where they go to some other... No, that's not the formula of that franchise. It's aliens in urban spaces. That's what we want.
It's a stupid title. I mean, unless their bus locker is in Australia or wherever those two reside from.
Totally. I don't know why. I guess I might be out if Will Smith came back. But this, it's like, I like me some Tessa Thompson. Chris Hemsworth, awesome. Yeah, let's see this. I'm game. Let's change it up here.
What am I saying? I'm totally expecting a Will Smith walkthrough. Like, hey, everybody. Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, Jay.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great. That's awesome. Or maybe he's running a division now. You know what I mean? They talk to him on a screen for a reference or something.
He's the new Z.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. No, it's not that I don't like Will Smith. It was just like, we've seen him through these paces already. It's fine. You can move on to other things. I am looking forward to that. I saw that Aquaman premiered in China already, well ahead of the U.S. release, and it did really well.
Okay.
I think this is a good strategy because, I don't know, DC's been burned themselves multiple times, and it seems like an easier pill to go down if a movie doesn't release well in the US, but it's already made like 75 million international. You know what I mean? Or it racks up some big releases elsewhere. Like, I think it's probably just a move for the producers. But don't you feel like, you know, does that happen a lot with things?
That's happening a lot.
Because we're like, what is it, the 21st?
Yep.
The 21st it comes out? So yeah, that's a little bit of a layoff there.
Well, the
anyway,
so there's a Cushion Kai microdose way back at the top of the month, probably January, if not February. We were talking about this date, December 21st. At one point, like 9 movies were all trying to be the blockbuster on this date, and sure enough, a bunch of them chimed out. Like Alita: Battle Angel finally was like, well, maybe we'll open up on Valentine's Day. A couple others dropped off. Whatever. Even Mary Poppins was like, well, I'll just open up 2 days earlier. However, all three movies, Mary Poppins 2, Mary Poppins Revenge, Bumblebee, and Aquaman, they're all having early screeners. So, like, I'm seeing Bumblebee tomorrow.
There you go.
And there's, I think the following week, you can see Mary Poppins and get, like, a free trinket. And then I know there's a...
I've seen nothing about the Bumblebee. Is there any buzz around that?
I'm feeling good about that. I'm feeling very optimistic about that. I never thought I'd say that about a Transformers movie after the first one.
There you go. I did see a poster which featured the Golden Gate Bridge prominently, and I'm like, ooh, Golden Gate Bridge shown in a Transformers poster. I'm like, that thing's probably coming down. Damn.
Yeah. Most likely.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody, yeah. Right in. What do you think? We'll announce the winner. With me, what is it? Is it just that there's a ton of like graphics folks or people, you know, like computer folks in the Bay Area that have the aptitudes? They're like, oh, let's just drive down to the bridge. It's great. And that's why it ends up blowing up or getting down.
Because no one knows what Coit Tower is and
exactly.
Knock down the Salesforce building. It's just too soon with the 9/11s and all that.
The Transformers try and knock down Oracle, but one of them gets shot on the way. Oh, man. I saw another Me Tooing possibly in progress. Neil deGrasse Tyson had a couple things bubble up, but...
Oh.
He's pretty indignant about it.
He's had that pop open before, too.
Yeah, I think it was a new one to some, and they're all from the weird category, you know, sort of like inappropriate this or talk or what have you. But yeah, that's a
he's probably saying something scientific and freaked a bitch out. Like,
yeah, it's very possible. I want to see how that one plays out. But we need our science ambassadors, everybody. Hopefully, he walks away from this one. Well, I mean, if you know what I'm talking about, I'm not out of context this. Here's the last thing on my list. There's an Ebola outbreak going on in the Congo, and it's fighting with rebels has made it difficult to track and treat, and it started showing up in a city with 1 million people in it.
Oh, which city?
So that's cannot pronounce it, but it's not Dakar, and it's not the other one.
Fair enough.
It's no good. So that sucks. Apparently, feuding with rebels and what a mess. That sucks.
Drag.
So that's been. Send your thoughts and prayers over to Africa. Maybe we could send them some aid. Merck, you know, the pharmaceutical company. That'd be a great Christmas gift. Is that Ebola vaccine that they're working on over there, Mark, if you're listening?
So.
Indeed. All right. Another microdose. Thanks for joining us. Visit us on the Krishas and the Kais. Check out KrishaKai.com. Krisha's rocking awesome reviews, everybody. Go click through. See the blueberry count.
Yeah.
I think it's at a 15 now. It's been adjusted for gross.
It's been adjusted for inflation.
Indeed. Yeah, you gained blueberries. End of the fiscal year is coming up. We gotta reassert.
We got a surplus. Right, well, I gotta get rid of these blueberries here. Also, check out episode 33 of Labyrinth, our talk about Labyrinth, as well as...
Oh, indeed. You know what I forgot? I think I forgot to mention that Terry Jones of Monty Python wrote the screenplay for that.
Okay. Nice.
I was delighted by that. I did not know that until I put up a Labyrinth poster in my office, and then I've just been staring at the name. I'm like, is that the same Terry Jones? And it is.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Good stuff. Nice.
Labyrinth up now next week. Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. I know you love that one, Kai.
And then
delicious, everybody. If you are a fan of that, I'd like to apologize to you personally ahead of time. I'm sorry, you must have a brain injury, or I don't know, maybe just born that way. All right. Love you guys. Rock on, Kush.
Rock on, Kush. Hugs and kisses, y'all.
TheBosley.net. Set, Bosley, set.
Yeah, I'm not a dog. I'm an orthodontist from Arizona. My name is David Mendoza. Someone contact my family.